Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bridgewater, his throw broken up. Emmanuel Forbes has been around the ball a lot here tonight. The third-year man out of Mississippi State, former Commander, and the Bucks going to go for it here, of course, on fourth.
Watch him. He just has a little swagger working here tonight. It's easy when you have a big lead. I got all that. But he, you know, that's just good playing right there. That looks like a first-round draft choice.
Oh, good. Emmanuel Forbes is great again. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Emmanuel Forbes last night in primetime with Tirico and Collinsworth singing his praises start to finish. Ended up being targeted 7 times and did not allow a single reception. I mean, it was one of the best coverage performances I've seen.
Putting on a clinic?
It reminded me of when we did Bashaud Breeland Day years ago, when Bashaud Breeland just blanketed Dez Bryant. And every pass to Dez Bryant, he's just on his back, PBU left, PBU right. And you're like, oh, my God, this is a dog. We got ourselves a number one shutdown corner. That's what it looked like last night. So Forbes, 7 targets, did not allow a single reception against the Bucks. No defender since week 12 of 2022 has been targeted more times without allowing a catch. Mm. It was a crazy performance. Career high, 5 passes defended and an interception, by the way. In the win. It's happening. He is becoming who the Marty party thought he was. I don't know where they are now, but I guess they get to get the last laugh, perhaps.
I suppose.
You know, I've been posting about Emmanuel Forbes, a highlight here or clip there or whatever, and everybody's going, why are you acting like Washington shouldn't have moved on from him? That's not what I'm doing at all. I had no problem moving on from him. I don't think this was possible here. There was too much water under the bridge. Everybody kind of agreed, this is not working, this guy can't play, this is not going to work. But it is still interesting, no? It is still notable that you can't figure out how to make him passable where you don't have to bench him, where he doesn't look like a completely unqualified guy who's getting beat like a drum by every number one he goes up against. But then he goes to another team with another culture, and he plays on the best team in the league and one of the best defenses in the league, and he becomes one of the better defensive backs that they have.
Yeah, I'm not posting Jahan Dotson clips every other day because he's not doing anything, or a million other guys that they rightfully moved on from, whether it was this regime or the one before. But it's still noteworthy that a first-round pick, albeit an incorrect one, a guy that shouldn't have gone where he went, should have been Christian Gonzalez or somebody else in all likelihood, is now on a second team and thriving. It's noteworthy. All it does for me, is, as far as I'm concerned, GP, is it raises the correct questions. Who was wrong? And when were they wrong? Was it Ron and all the Martys, who we generally blame for a lot, rightfully so? Were they wrong about what kind of cornerback he was? Because I never heard this. I heard he's going to intercept so many passes. He's a ball hawk. He's this, he's that. The ball just finds him, and he makes plays once he's got it. I didn't have blanket cover corner that's great in man-to-man, despite weighing 125 pounds, whatever the number is. I didn't have that. That's a little bit different. Was this regime wrong? Was it Dan Quinn and company who have, you know, made their bones in this league by developing excellent secondary? See Legion of Boom. See Dallas leading the universe in interceptions with a bunch of also-rans that now turn into household names. Who was incorrect here? When did we know? And why? That's all. Was it a, this would never have happened here, or it would have if they were more patient? I mean, remember, Adam Peters was going on every promotional tour, like he had a book coming out, letting you know, we love that. We love Emmanuel Forbes. We're all about Emmanuel Forbes. The kid's really blossoming. You're going to see Emmanuel Forbes, this, that, and the other thing. Lasted 6 games before they said, you know what? That's enough. We can't do this anymore. And they moved on from him. I don't know. I'm not slamming the gavel. My questions, though, are legitimate ones. And if it's too much for your soft little ears, I suggest you get a dog, stop being so scared, and let's have these conversations.
Stop being scared. Tough guy.
I mean, if you can't hear that maybe they shouldn't have let Emmanuel Forbes go, or maybe they should have. Who knows? It's a great, fair question. We're just talking about a football team that's terrible, that's got one of the worst pass coverage units I've ever seen.
Well, they decided after 8 games they couldn't help him as a regime. And I had no problem with it. You had no problem with it.
Not
nobody. I don't think who watches this team and had seen him getting worked his entire rookie year in 2023 under a previous regime had any problem with it. I mean, he just couldn't play dead in a Western in the first half of that 2024 season last year. And so they moved on. Wasn't their guy. And at that time, they were basically getting rid of anything that was inherited, yep. If you remember. Jamin Davis, you're gone. Emmanuel Forbes, you're gone. And that list is longer than the line at the DMV. But if, in fact, it turns out that he's good at football, revisionist history is allowed to the extent that we're not around him every day in meetings. We're not around him on the practice field. We see him in games asked to play certain roles where either he can't do it or couldn't do it. But this is what this group's going to have to be good at, whether that's Peters and his disciples like Lance Newmark and others in the front office, who I think are good at what they do. More importantly, it's not really them, if I'm being honest. It's the coaching staff. It's Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, these guys that have made their career, made millions and millions of dollars, gotten coordinating jobs and head coaching jobs because they are able to get a lot out of defensive backs. And if they couldn't get anything out of Emmanuel Forbes, and the Rams can, I've got questions as to why or how does that work that way to make sure that it doesn't keep happening like this. You mentioned Peters. This was Peters over a year ago before the start of the 24 season on our show when we were talking about cornerback and Emmanuel Forbes.
You know, internally we feel a little bit better than maybe externally, and that's the case most of the time. We see these guys play day in and day out, and you go down the roster and in the depth chart, and all of these guys have gotten better. When you're talking about the secondary, really, Emmanuel Forbes has gotten significantly better, and that's a testament to how he's practiced, how he's worked, and how he's been coached. Jason Simmons is an excellent coach. Joe Witt, those guys have really gotten him to improve quite a bit, and he's done the work too. He's made a bunch of plays in the last few practices.
So that was August 29th, less than 2 weeks before they opened the season last year on our show, where he was saying Forbes is a lot better, and we're getting more out of him. Simmons is coaching him up, and Witt's coaching him up. Those guys are obviously still on this staff now, but it does make you wonder, like, how is this happening? This is what I come back to, though. I think that if you were to drop any Commander's corner into the Rams' defense right now, they'd be way better. Because it's a great pass-rushing unit that gets to the quarterback, that wins at the line of scrimmage, and at times dominates. I believe the D-line is more important than coverage. There is this harmonious relationship, and we can go chicken or the egg, where great coverage definitely helps with pass rush. But if I get one or the other, I'm always going to start with pass rush, not the secondary. And the Rams, with Fisk and with Verse and this unbelievable group of defensive linemen they've put together, are going to get more out of any DB that plays with them. I believe that that's true. There's still just a confidence. There's a coaching, it seems like. There is a competence with this player now that didn't exist before. Sometimes you just, you know, you need a chance with another group, another set of eyes, and that's clearly what happened here. So I think it's kind of the perfect storm. But a lot of it is when you're on a not good defense with a defensive front that isn't as good as the Rams, you're going to get exposed more often. And he's just in a 72 and sunny situation. You're sitting in a corner office with a nice window where you're able to make your phone calls and take your notes and do all the stuff you need to do. And the worst case scenario is you're just not that productive. Best case scenario, though, is nobody ever notices that you're not that good at your gig. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In his case, he's flourishing. He's thriving. A lot of it is circumstantial and what's around him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I think it's an important thing to discuss because we've got to make sure 8 games in, if you're saying this guy cannot help us at a position where they're in shambles right now, and then he turns into a great player, it's perfectly reasonable to go, what did we miss here?
Yeah. What I didn't know from somebody really smart at football, for example, was there a technique adjustment? Like when you're the major league team that can't get this pitcher to throw strikes and then the next team has him, you know, painting the corners, I need to know. When every year a team, it seems, back in the day, would give up on a pitcher and that guy would go to the Cardinals, he'd be a Cy Young candidate. You need to know, what are we not doing that they are, and vice versa. So I need to know. I think we should all be curious about that, to your point, so that it doesn't happen again. I'm sure context matters, right? Again, to use another baseball analogy, the way it felt like here was he couldn't hit the fastball because it was coming too fast, and he had to gear up for the fastball, then couldn't hit the curveball. Now it seems like he's not worried about the fastball. So he's playing with more confidence, right? So he's hammering everything. Jumping routes, sticking with guys in a way that I know he could not do here. Because I saw it. I watched guys get as open as they are against this particular secondary, which is also terrible. Like if you were working one-on-one, you were going to win against our guys last year. And I remember that. And they finally said, enough. We can't put up with it. I don't know what I don't know here, and I want to. That's kind of the point of the exercise to me.
Also, if you had gotten corner right and it wasn't a problem right now, and some of that's injury, obviously, because Amos is going to be a good player, but it would be less of a fascination for me. Like, they also praised Cam Curl last night.
Yep.
He also had a really good game. He's playing very well on an elite defense. I care a lot less about that because I think, by and large, they've done some good things at safety. Now, the safety position has dealt with a bunch of injuries this year, and so it's not as good, but... You know, last year with Jeremy Chinn, they had a good player. Quan Martin last year played at a high level. They drafted him in the second round. It's not like they have swung and missed nearly as often there, or you don't have like a Lattimore strikeout on the ledger at safety in the same way. Mark's in Falls Church. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. With you guys all the time. Yeah, I took the words right out of my mouth. It's seeing Forbes play well. You really felt bad for him, you know, for being a first-round pick. And just like you guys said, the defensive line on the Rams is extremely formidable. I mean, they're 8-2 or 9-2 for a reason, you know. The one thing I'll give Forbes credit for is the mental fortitude to go through what he did, where he probably, you know, that mind game is crazy.
Totally.
To think that,
yeah,
you know, you're getting beat, you know, right and left, and then you get traded off, and then – you know, you have to pick yourself up from the bottom. So I give him a lot of credit. And same thing with Kerr. I mean, I think to your both of your points, he wouldn't have done that here.
No, he definitely would.
I would have bet against it.
By the way, people were just mean to him, too. Like, there's a difference between saying, all right, this guy can't play, this guy has struggled, this is not going to work, you got to cut him. And, like, making fun of his weight and posting memes where he's got pretzels for legs. And, like, I mean, people were just, like, downright mean to this dude. And that's what the internet is. Like, nobody on Twitter is that nice, right? But still, I can't imagine what his mental health was like and his confidence was like on the day he gets cut from here and goes out to L.A. and starts anew. Let's go to Cardman in Alexandria. How are you?
I'm good. To your guys' point, I think it is really frustrating, you know, because to watch him go to L.A. and start balling out, because I feel like this isn't a one-off kind of thing. This happens a lot in Washington where we have guys that aren't working out, and we pawn them off for, you know, cheap, lower-round picks, and they become something more productive. But I think in Forbes' case, it really is he was never going to do this in Washington. I don't think it was a coaching thing. I don't think it was a skill thing. I think he just needed a fresh start. The way he was playing in Washington, it was never going to happen. And him being able to move on to somewhere else where he could get new belief, I'm sure McVay put a lot of trust in him as soon as he got there. I think that's really what it was.
Well, McVay builds guys up.
Yeah,
too.
The Baker Mayfield story is the quintessential proof positive of it. The guy was there for 43 hours, and McVay turned his career around.
Devontae Adams said last night, this is the most fun he's ever had playing in the league. And like he basically wishes it would have been like this all along. This is a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame and has had some great seasons in Green Bay. We saw this last year where nobody wants to go home and everyone wants to stay in the locker room and they all love each other. It happens when you're winning and it helps that they're 9-2, but they got a really good thing there. And you know what happens when everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction and the coaches are getting through to everybody? Not only do you win a lot, everybody's really, really excited to be there and you get the most out of your players. JB and Waldorf, what's up?
Man, what's going on, fellas, man? And I want to be respectful as I can. I don't want to disrespect nobody, man. But you guys used to dog that man like Forbes, like no other. And let's not forget, bro. This man had a high school coach trying to teach him how to play football, bro.
That's
like
true.
You guys talked about him being skinny. You guys talked about his legs. You guys talked about everything.
Well,
how
hold on, no, 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 no,
and now,
JB,
and now he's,
JB,
now he's JB. Flourishing.
All right, you're gone. Thanks. So, a couple of things. I talked about his football performance. I don't attack people personally. That's not what I do. Did we ever talk about his weight as it merited? Sure. Is he big enough to play in the league? Those types of things. You didn't hear us calling him pretzel legs, okay? All right, I'll speak for myself. That's not the business I'm in, so that's number one. But yes, if your point is that we said that he's not playing well and that he needed to be benched or that when they cut him we had no problem with it, totally true. And that's why, as we talk about it now, what we're asking is, was there more here that they could have gotten out of him than they did? I would not have assumed he went to L.A. and became a really, really, really good player. There are probably a lot of shows, though, where they said a lot of, like, personally vindictive, gross things. That's not the show we try to do here. So maybe you're misremembering what show you were listening to. But if your point is I was not endorsing Emmanuel Forbes as the next great corner in the league, that's very true. I thought he played very badly. And he did not look like a number one pick very often.
Seemed like a very nice kid. We had him on the show once.
We did.
A, I didn't want to draft him there. I said as much at the time. That's part of the gig, balls and strikes. Two, if I made a joke here or there, sure, I'll probably do another one at some point. But for me, I didn't have a problem with him being released. The implication, though, that he was getting to, I believe, and I've seen this a bunch, is like you and I, for example, ran him out of town, quote unquote. The idea that the team is making personnel decisions based on mean-spirited radio guys saying, hey, this guy's play isn't very good, which it was not, by the way. It was not very good. It was not first-round worthy. It was not starter worthy. It wasn't,
it was one of the worst statistical corners in the league over a few-year period.
It wasn't NFL roster worthy. I mean, you keep trying to pursue it because he was a first-round pick and he's under contract. It doesn't really benefit you a ton for him to go somewhere else. There's a lot of downside. You can kind of keep him for a while, et cetera, see what happens. But the idea that we have anything to do with someone's success or failure is ridiculous. And that's, I think, the implication right there. So that's what I object to more than anything else.
Yeah, I was happy to have the conversation, but I just couldn't get a word in. So next time, maybe we can go back and forth on it. But yeah, I just think that what the Rams have done with him is a great case study in coaching and in uplifting. He was just mentally
as down and out as you can be, yeah.
Shot. You know, he didn't take the field thinking he could cover anyone. Some of that is coverage of him, possibly. Some of that is you know, fan interaction with him. Most of it, though, is when you don't have any success in this league, it's really, really hard. You're not going to be able to go out there and have confidence. And at that position, we talked to D'Angelo Hall about this for years. I don't know that there's a bigger position where confidence matters. Then you're on an island, you're going to lose occasionally, you're going to get beat, you're a closer in baseball, you're going to give up some home runs and blow some games, and you got to get back on the horse the next time out.
Yep.
And he was just so shot, spent mentally, that I think that was kind of, you know, where things trended. But I'll be curious to see how this year develops for him, because last night he looked the real deal on a team that could be headed to the Super Bowl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member-only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.